ABC News.
With diplomatic relations increasingly sour, as we've been hearing, there are concerns about the implications of an all-out trade war with China, which experts say could cost Australia 6% of GDP. China accounts for more than a third of export dollars earned by Australia. The figures for the 12 months to October cover the period of coronavirus disruptions and disputes over trade. Dr. Yi Xiaozhao is a senior lecturer in economics at the Australian National University and joins us now. Good morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Stepping aside from this week's Twitter dispute, I mean, Scott Morrison has said the end game is still what he's described, the happy coexistence of two partners. I mean, do you think that that's realistic, that we can get back to that?
I would agree with that, yes. Because maintaining an open trading system has always served Australia very well. As we know, Australia has been able to maintain 28 years of consecutive growth, which is a record, the only record among the OECD economies. And also, China has a huge stake in an open global trading system. So I think both countries have common grounds on maintaining an open trading system. They also have shared common strategic interests in lifting growth post the pandemic, in climate change, in energy transition. For example, both Australia and China have recently signed up to the Regional Comprehensive Trade Agreement, the RCEP, which involves 15 countries and was negotiated over 8 years, covering 30% of global population, so which is the largest regional trade deal. I think both countries have common grounds on maintaining open trading system. Yes.
So given that journey, perhaps that desire for a happy coexistence, just how damaging at the moment is China's blockade of Australian imports? So wine, coal, barley, cotton, lobster, to name but a few.
So while these individual items, if you look at their share in total export value from Australia to the world, so individual items, they don't take up as great a share as, for example, iron ore or coal, because we know iron ore takes up around 16.4% of total export from Australia, and coal takes up 14.8%. So compared with iron ore and coal, these items you just mentioned would be a smaller share of like total exports from Australia. But still, when they got combined, it has a significant impact. And I also would like to point out that trade is not just about the value of the traded goods themselves. It's also about the flow on effects of the trade activities. So with trade, when the trade avenue expands, more investment gets attracted into the economy, which then creates jobs, raises income, and then these give us extra purchasing power to demand extra goods and services. So these trade activities have flow-on effects, which gets taken into account will add to the effects of just the trade values by themselves.
So when we look at this trade activity, am I right in saying, I mean, Australia produces few manufactured goods and pays for the considerable quantity that it imports by exporting commodities, mostly to China. I mean, how serious would the loss of those export channels be?
So the effect of the, what I just mentioned about the flow-on effects of trade. And the other aspect is actually the terms of trade effect. We know Australia is a small open economy, so it is subject to the terms of trade effect, which is basically the relative price of our export to our import. So if there is less demand for our products, then the Australian dollar will experience downward pressure. So then our terms of trade will deteriorate, and that will give us less purchasing power over imported goods, and so that will lead to lower living standards for ordinary Austrian households.
When we look at some of the modelling here, Dr. Zhou, you've looked at simulating the effect of shutting down Australia-China trade by 95%. Who came off worse?
Yes. So as you point out, we did a simulation where we shut down the bilateral trade by 95%, which means that it's a worst case scenario where China imports, so China reduces its imports from Australia by 95%, and also on Australian side, it reduces imports from China by 95%. So it's really a worst case scenario. It's a bilateral shutdown. Now, with this, if we look at this scenario, the modeling shows that Australia would come off worse. This is because China has a larger economic size. So we find that, so if you look at the gross domestic product, which is a measure of Australian economic size, it would contract by 6%. And if you look at the real disposable income per capita, which is a measure of Australian living standard, it will fall by 14%. In contrast, for China, GDP would contract by 0.5% and living standard by 2.4%. So both sides got hurt. But because China has a larger economic size, it will come off being hurt less.
Okay. Dr. Zhou, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Yishao Zhou, they're a senior lecturer in economics at the Australian National University.